Hello, this is Shibu Charyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 13 to 15. Yielding to forbidden pleasures has tragic consequences. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 13 verses 1 and 2 like this. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. Soon after the confrontation of Prophet Nathan with King David, in which God's judgment was pronounced on David for committing both adultery and murder, we see the consequences of David's sin starting to take effect upon his own children, starting with his firstborn son Amnon, who was considered by all in Israel to be their crown prince and heir apparent. The repercussion of David's sins arose from within his dysfunctional family, as the crimes of sexual immorality, rape and murder committed by David's two older sons, which were part of an outworking of David's own sins of adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah. David's sons would soon follow their father's example of adultery and murder. Amnon, the eldest son of David, lusted after Tamar, his own half-sister. He did not see how he could get near her because of her secluded life and her purity. Marriage to a half-sister was forbidden by the law of Moses. However, Amnon's lust had made him obsessive. He was on a self-destructive course of life, using trickery, as suggested by David's nephew Jonadab. Amnon feigned sickness, lured Tamar into his bedroom to nurse him, and then forcibly raped her. Then, after stealing her virginity, which was a terrible curse in Israel, Amnon also rejected Tamar as his wife, again contrary to the law of Moses. Amnon then hated Tamar intensely and drove her out of his home. Lust was replaced by hatred, for both are born of violence, and hatred resulted in Tamar's being ostracized in Israel. For this reason, Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar, and for 2 years plotted, waited, and then avenged his sister Tamar by killing Amnon through trickery. King David now began to reap the harvest of sowing to the flesh. Of all the trials of life, the most difficult to bear are those that come from our own family because of our own failures. This entire episode is described candidly in the New Testament in the following words that we read in James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, bring forth death. In the case of Amnon, he yielded to forbidden pleasures through his lustful desires, which gave birth to the triple sins of incest, rape, and sexual immorality. This ultimately brought a premature death for Amnon, who could have become the third king of Israel if only he had restrained himself properly. Like Joseph, he should have fled from temptation, knowing fully well that he should not sin and commit a great wickedness against God himself. Remember this, yielding to forbidden pleasures have tragic consequences. For we read the words of wisdom from Apostle Paul, penned in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20 like this. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.